Well, hello everyone. This is DJ Mac.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And
we're the AFM.
Yeah, welcome to the second week of tunes here. Well, mostly chatting, but tunes.
Mostly chatting, but tunes. We have a request. The first request I've ever gotten in my WMFO career. Country Roads by John Denver has been requested.
Yeah.
So I guess we can just kick off the show with that.
Sounds good. Queuing it up. Make small talk while I'm queuing.
Cool. Small talk. The weather is really beautiful. Yeah. One of my professors moved our class outside today, and it felt fantastic. But then my butt got wet because the grass was damp.
Aww.
So you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's so fine. I'm going home after this.
Okay. Well, you're all set then. Well, here's Country Roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country road. Nobody cared for the stories I had about.
We're back. The new Mitski single, Working for the Knife.
Mm-hmm.
Came out recently. I personally...
I think it was like last night.
Yeah, I had no idea it was coming.
I had no idea it was on either.
Was it like a drop? Like, was it like a surprise release, or am I just out of the loop? I've deleted Twitter off my phone, and it feels great, but it also feels like I never know what's happening with music anymore.
Yeah, I have been trying to cut back on social media, so I have not been paying attention. But I saw through someone else's Instagram post, and I was on Instagram for a brief period, and they were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe a new Mitski album, or sorry, not album, single came out, and I didn't know about it for 24 hours. So it might have just kind of quietly dropped.
Interesting. I am dating a beautiful girl who goes to a women's college, so I got a text about it almost as soon as it happened.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yes, yeah. And you live with a big Mitski fan.
I do.
Grace?
Oh,
Grace is like seriously into Mitski.
Grace is seriously into Mitski.
I'm surprised she didn't mention this.
No, she didn't mention it. Grace, if you're listening, I'm disappointed.
Grace, you gotta keep your house up on the Mitski news. Not everybody knows.
No, they don't. It's a tragic thing not to know about Mitski.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's almost like we can't be the FM anymore.
I feel like we couldn't be She Her FM.
That's true.
If we didn't know Mitski.
Yeah.
I feel like women can have that one.
Okay. Yeah.
It's mostly, most of the Mitski fans I know are women.
Yeah.
Like Izzy.
Izzy.
Every Mitski fan I know is a woman, actually, now that I think about it.
What about Will?
You're right. Okay. Still, yeah.
Will is, like, very Mitski fan.
Will is a big Mitski fan. Will gets, like, really into music. Like,
yes.
Anything that Will is a fan of, he's a big fan of.
Yes. He has a Rina Sawayama custom shower curtain.
He does. He does. And I respect him for it.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? I went on tea today. Everybody please clap for me. All two of us.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume that everybody in the Medford-Somerville area also just clapped for me.
Yeah. And if you want to share the good news, you can call in and...
Yes.
Congratulate Tyler on air.
Thank you. Yes, you're so welcome too. You can then watch us struggle with the phone.
Yeah.
If you call in.
Or listen to us struggle. We'll be fine. We'll make it happen.
Yes. I have been so busy today, and whenever I have a spare moment, just like fielding the congratulatory like Instagram DMs, because as somebody who loves attention, I of course posted about it as soon as it happened.
You deserve all the attention.
Thank you.
All the time.
Yeah, so I've just been fielding all the like, congrats. You're so sexy. You're so handsome. And I'm like, guys, stop. It's too much.
Like, I know, but thank you.
I know. It's keep it coming, but stop.
Exactly.
Exactly. What about you? What's been up
What
in
about
your life?
Me? I got up early to go to hand therapy in Boston.
Hand therapy?
Yes. Don't go over the handlebars of your bike.
Oh, I will try not to.
Yeah, I don't recommend.
That's tough.
Tufts campus is not bike friendly.
No, I've thought about getting a bike. Like, I move slightly farther from the center of campus every year, and every time I'm like, maybe a bike would be good. And then I never do, because I'm just not willing to physically work that hard to get places. So if I biked, it would all be around the hill.
Yeah,
I could bike to Davis because I could go around, or I could bike to the Boston F Duncan because that's around the hill.
Yeah,
over the hill, absolutely not.
So you'd have to like come up with a really clever way of getting to the Boston F Duncan because of the construction, though.
That's
like, you
true.
Definitely would get run over.
Also, the Boston F Duncan is an easy walking distance, so
that's
it's
true.
I guess Will's house is around.
That's a good one. There's actually a good, you can like bike all the way through and then cut over.
Will bikes to my house frequently.
Yeah.
Instead,
well, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, but so this has kind of turned into a bike safety PSA, which is don't bike around Tufts campus.
We should find a bike safety PSA later.
We will
do
it.
We can just make it a bike themed show. I don't, and now, I know that I'm living here for over half of a year still, but it just feels like too late to spend money on a bike.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, spending money on a bike to have it for, like, a year, it might be, especially when, like, in the winter, I wouldn't use it very much.
That's so fair. If you are interested in a really, really bad bike, the same one that I rode once and went over the handlebars of.
Okay, the Death Trap bike.
The Death Trap bike. I have a bike.
Okay,
if you are interested.
So our PSA is don't take Mac up on their offer for a Death Trap bike. And I
the
might
PSA
not listen.
Is,
I might take you up on the bike still.
Yeah. Oh, please do. Please do. Please take it to the bike mechanic hours first.
Yes, that is smart. I know somebody who does that. One of my coworkers
as
a TA is
okay.
Also a Tufts bikes repairman.
So you got an in.
I have an in,
you
which is good.
Got an inside person.
Tufts bikes is very cool,
mm-hmm.
And I think would be more celebrated if Tufts weren't on a massive hill.
Yeah. Shout out to Tufts Bikes. This is our PSA. I'm kidding. It's not in our actual PSA, but we should get a Tufts Bikes PSA.
We should. We should just do like 15 fake PSAs and one real
okay.
PSA.
What's our next PSA?
Go to Tufts Bikes.
Go to Tufts Bikes.
Even if you don't have a bike, just go.
I've got another one.
Mm-hmm.
Wear your mask in the station.
Wear your mask in the station, please.
Please.
So you don't get your hot breath all over.
We don't need your grody
equipment.
Grody.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee
mm-hmm.
breath or whatever's lingering.
If you guys want my grody coffee breath, just come talk to me individually. But
yeah,
you know, it doesn't need to be on the turntables.
Yeah,
it's a little. My problem, like over the summer when things had a kind of back to normal vibe and
mm-hmm.
people were starting to de-mask.
Yeah,
I didn't like it. My
no.
unpopular opinion was that is that people's breath is so humid and like sometimes smelly.
Just keep that for you.
I'm really fine without it.
I'm so happy if people just keep that to themselves. I'm like, thank you.
I think my ideal pandemic future is that we wear masks generally, but the way that like a knight would salute in the olden days by raising his visor, like the greeting is to lower your mask so somebody can get a glimpse of your face.
Mm.
And then you talk, because that's the drawback of masks. I had my outdoor class today after meeting inside all
mm-hmm.
semester so far, and it was my first time seeing the bottom half of my professor's face.
Aww.
And all of my classmates. It was
yeah.
weird. I think you guys are feel free to steal this idea if you want. I just wanted to catch on, my little like mask lowering salute.
Mm.
As instead of waving
while you're still like over 6 feet apart, you lower the mask.
You hold your breath while you do it, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just don't breathe.
And then you, like, put it back up if you're getting closer and or breathing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Instead of waving, you just do a little, we could, like...
Wait. Okay, so, like, free divers have a clear advantage in this.
Tell me more.
Well, they can hold their breath for a long time.
That's true. They could do a really long salute. I think I could hold my breath for... like the 5 seconds that it takes
yeah,
to
yeah.
let somebody kind of scan, because I don't think I need to look at people's faces that much.
That's fair.
I think if you give me like 1 or 2 or 3 seconds,
yeah, that's pretty
good. I kind of know what you look like.
Yeah, I feel like asking for like 5 second breath holding is fairly doable for most.
For most, and if it's not, you know, like it's if you get one breath on me, that's fine. It's certainly better than getting all of your breaths on me.
Yeah. That is such a good point.
You could always breathe in while the mask is down.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing plotting here. I want this. Like, I genuinely want this, because okay, one thing that the pandemic still hasn't answered for me, because I am not the type to usually have bad breath anyways, but say that I did have bad breath, would anybody know, so long as I was wearing a mask?
Hmm. I feel like you'd have to have really, really bad breath and someone with a really good nose.
For it to get through the mask.
Yeah. So, like, if you wanted to, like, experiment, like, drink coffee and, I don't know, other things that smell.
Garlic.
Well, there you go.
Garlic coffee.
Onions. Don't brush your teeth. Come over. And Marilena has a really good nose.
Okay. Perfect. I'm sure they want to assume this duty of...
They like smelling things.
Breath. Okay.
Like, I've told them, before, I've, like, told them, I'm like, that smells bad, and they're like, wait, let me see. And it's, like, something that's been in the fridge for too long. And they're like, no, I want to smell it. And I was like, no, you don't want to smell it. And they're like, no, I want to smell it.
They're kind of just flexing their great nose.
They are.
Or maybe that's how you get a great nose, by smelling all of the smells.
Like, you practice. Wait, no, I did learn that in perception psych last semester.
I forgot we took a whole asynchronous class.
Oh my god,
together.
We took that together. Yeah. We did learn that. But your sense of smell gets better.
Right, because they talked about, like, mm-hmm. food critics
mm-hmm.
and how if you just keep tasting
oh
stuff.
Oh my gosh, someone's calling us.
Is it my beautiful
We'll
girlfriend?
See. If I remember how to do... Oh, I'm remembering how to do this. Okay, cool. So.
If it stops ringing, just call again. We're going to do this.
Hello? Yeah, what song do you want? Breaking Down the Door by Santana. Okay. Yeah, have a good day.
All right, I guess we will be back to you all after we listen to Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll pick our for real PSA.
We'll get our PSA while we're doing this. Yeah.
All right. I like this plan.
Yeah. We've got like 5 more seconds to kill while I cue up the song.
Easy peasy.
I know.
I am going to go practice smelling stuff.
Oh.
For five seconds. That doesn't help everybody else who is
no. I was like, you're going to have to like do it very audibly into the microphone if you want to enlighten our listeners.
I'm gonna practice smelling the mic, so that if there's ever a mic that if I'm in the dark trying to find a microphone,
there you go. You know what they smell like
exactly through the mask. I don't smell other stuff unless it's like really fragrant with it. But I don't know if that's just like me not noticing how fragrant things are.
That's
or
fair.
If it's, I don't know. I could just test it the other way. I could just put my mask on backwards, try to smell stuff, see what happens to answer my question.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's the song.
Yeah, here's Breaking Down the Door by Santana. Well, hello, everyone.
Oh, can you do mic 3?
I did the wrong mic. Here it is.
We're back. I'm back. We chose a PSA, and then I think we're going to cut back to music. Mac has music picked out. I, once again, do not, but...
And that's all right.
You've got us.
You bring the talk show.
Thank you. I will bring music soonish. Once I start listening to music again in like a... I feel like whenever I'm out of my house all the time and running around, I don't... I'm more of a music listener when I'm sitting at my desk and typing for 8 hours a day, which was my life over the summer. Anyways,
yeah.
That's just me. We're going to get more of Mac's amazing music. I'm going to learn of new bands again, and it's going to be super fun. But first, our PSA. We promised to find you all a bike-related PSA, and it was very difficult.
Yeah.
So
we went through, I think, what? That's like four-fifths?
Definitely most.
We're going to call it 85%.
An easy majority of these PSAs one by one, looking for bike ones. And we got May is National Bike Month. Prepare. You have plenty of time to prepare. We're telling you well in advance. It opens with a Calvin and Hobbes comic, which I'm going to absolutely adore reading a comic strip over the radio. Calvin the tiger or is Calvin the child?
Calvin's the child.
Perfect.
Hobbes is the tiger.
Hobbes isn't in this one.
Oh,
so it's just
tragic.
Calvin and his dad. I know.
Okay.
I know. Calvin opens up his back door and said, "Hey, Dad, I'm doing a traffic safety poster. Do you have any ideas for a slogan?" And then his dad is putting a bike helmet on and standing next to a bike and saying, "Sure. Cyclists have a right to the road, too, you noisy, polluting, inconsiderate maniacs. I hope gas goes up to $8 a gallon." And then Calvin says, "Thanks, Dad. I'll go ask Mom." And then his dad says, "Why, that's a great slogan." Haha.
Yeah.
I love that we're opening with antagonism.
Mm-hmm.
May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable. I love the can be. But it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That was lovely.
Thank you. Guys, get ready for May. Mark your calendars.
Yeah.
Third week of May, Bike to Work Week.
Mm-hmm.
I will be on Mac's Death Trap bicycle.
Oh, good
biking
times.
Hopefully. Directly up the memorial steps.
Oh, I think you should actually try going down them as well.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Yeah, once I get up there,
uh-huh.
I can.
Gotta wait till for the black ice as well.
The black ice is important. Well, it'll be gone in May.
Oh, shoot.
Should we push Bike to Work Week up to, like, the second week of February?
I feel like we'll get, like, one cold week in May.
You're right.
It's not going to be cold enough.
But it'll be chilly enough to make it unpleasant.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. For now, you guys enjoy music.
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming. Mac, what's coming?
What is coming is Up Granville by Peach Pit. It came out this week.
I didn't know Peach Pit had released music.
Yeah, just a single this week.
Nice. So, are they doing another album?
I believe. I have no idea.
Cool. Well, I love Peach Pit. This is going to be great.
We'll look into it.
Oh, we're getting another call. I'll answer that while you play the song.
Cool.
Whipping up your lines about destroying
like you could only care for the bitter end of it again. Hold me at your side. Call me to deny that I had loved you when I already can't even walk past 12 to get a grand run. Even at the golden light of morning, leading you away from all this strife, having enough, so you tossed it up like skeet and shot it just to mark up your week with a little candy of blood red. Even at the golden light of
Well, that was Up Granville by Peach Pit, and we are awaiting a very special call.
Yes, my beautiful girlfriend said she would call when the song ended.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're just stalling until we're
stalling.
See the little,
we're waiting for the
ringer.
I think it's the online show to catch up with real time.
Oh, is there a delay?
I think
for
there's
the
like a
one?
I think there's like a 5 to 10 second delay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Hello.
Hello, did we get you?
Are you ready to go on air? Okay. Remember, no swearing. And we're good to be good. Okay, cool. There you go.
So,
hello, Epiphany.
Hi.
My beautiful girlfriend.
Delayed. This is so disorienting. Cause...
Are you listening to yourself on the radio, too?
No, I'm not there yet.
Oh.
Not
anyway.
What?
So the radio hasn't caught up to our phone call.
Like, I'm listening to you guys talking about waiting for my call.
So it's like a way bigger delay than I thought that it was.
Yeah.
Now I'm here.
And now you're on?
Yeah.
Now I'm on.
Hello, everybody. This is my beautiful girlfriend, my beautiful Ivy League Women's College girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
If that is not enough information.
I have the best boyfriend in the world.
Stop. You're embarrassing me.
I mean, he is pretty cool.
Thanks, Mac.
I'm like the hottest, best boyfriend, and I get to see him tonight, and I'm really excited.
Whoa,
that's our big news. What are you up to right now, Epiphany?
I am packing. Come see you. I am trying to figure out what to wear for goth girlfriend, hostile boyfriend. I thought I had an outfit like in my head, but there are endless opportunities, endless options.
I was talking to a friend about this earlier. I really talked up your outfit because you talked up your outfit to me.
Oh, no.
You told me you were really excited about your outfit. So I had lunch with Jace today, my good friend, and said, yeah, Epiphany's really excited about her outfit.
I'm really excited to see Jace.
Me too.
It's gonna be a fun party.
Love that guy.
Love that guy.
Okay.
Well, I have a velvet dress, which I feel like would really fit the theme.
What
if
you?
I'm willing to wear it.
You don't have to wear it. I also a velvet dress on its own is like getting there, but it's like it would really depend on your makeup whether that would be scary enough to be goth.
So true.
You could wear Jace's wallet chain as a belt, maybe. I like Jace's wallet chain is so fascinating to me because it's like double the length that it needs to be, and then it's doubled over in a key ring.
Yes.
I love that man.
It's very cool.
That man is embodying goth. And so we talked about this party because he was like, I don't know. Like, I want to step out of my comfort zone and be the pastel one because everybody's expecting me. Like the party's inspired by Will and Jace as a couple. Will is so pastel and Jace is so goth.
Yeah.
Right.
So obviously they should switch, but Jace is like, I don't know how that's going to make it. How that's going to drive with like what I like to wear. That's very fair.
That's really fair. It would definitely be a challenge for both of them.
It's not a challenge. Will really turned out for the Rocky Horror party.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Will, all black.
Will pulled off a lot of goth punk.
He did. It was really, really beautiful.
It was. It was impressive.
Beautiful.
He wore all black, including like he did the thing where you like tie a bunch of rope around yourself.
As like a shirt.
To make
like,
it
not
shirt-ish.
Oh, nice.
A naked shirt.
Sweet. Genius.
It was great.
Yeah.
He killed it. What are your other ideas? Outfit
well,
ideas.
Okay, so I have like these black shorts that kind of look like a black skirt, but they're really short, and I have like black tights.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking that with like a tight little crop toppy, and then like heavy black makeup.
Cute.
That's very goth.
Second option is velvet dress with like black shoes, really heavy makeup. Not really sure what to do with the hair there. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, what is goth hair?
I don't know. Yeah, great question.
I don't know.
Definitely not mine.
Yeah.
Leave it, like, unwashed, have it all, like, stringy and disgusting.
I was thinking maybe, like, Wednesday Addams vibe.
I was like, Wednesday Addams. I was like, I feel like goth is... That's more, like, punk rock.
More punk rock.
That's the grease.
True. You're right.
I don't know. You're right. It is more punk rock.
No idea.
Or like metal. I think I get goth and metal. They're the
That's
same to me.
Fair.
It's Caden. Caden gets the two mixed up.
Caden. Well, okay. I can tell that Caden's not goth.
Yes.
So I guess I should give myself more credit.
There you go.
Okay. I like these. And I will be wearing the same thing that I wear to every party now.
Khakis.
I don't own khakis, but my beautiful girlfriend might.
Shorts for you, babe.
My beautiful girlfriend is bringing khaki shorts for me to wear, and then my crop top that my girlfriend made me.
Mm-hmm.
That says I love my chaser girlfriend. And then I think I want to borrow Will's bread bee hat.
Yes, you should borrow the bread hat.
Yes. All right. Well,
no, definitely.
Thank you for calling.
I love you too. I love the show.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you for your undying support. Did you like our bike PSA?
I loved it so much. Yes. I hate bikers.
We've had this conversation many times. Like, she's
but,
like, like it only comes to light when Epiphany repeatedly brings up hating bikers, that she really hates bikers.
Wow.
I don't hate. I just pick rules. Like you can't be pedestrians and cars.
Okay.
That's what the PSA is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciated it.
Anyways, thank you for calling. Everybody say goodbye to my beautiful Ivy League.
It's Tyler Week. Everyone say happy Tyler Week.
Happy Tyler Week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Piff.
I love you. Bye.
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 She's so great.
She is really great.
And she's coming to Boston. She's going from, you know, podunk old Manhattan to, like, the shining light on the hill. Medford.
I was like going to say Medford, Massachusetts.
Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
The city where dreams are made of.
Mm-hmm.
Medford. Let's see. Do you have more music for us?
I do have more music for us.
All right. I'm ready for more music.
Yeah.
If you are.
This is live from, I believe it was recorded at Red Rocks last year, Nathaniel Rateliff. So, enjoy. Great.
See it fall apart. Every empty bed in every city I've been. I sit and contemplate all the moments you say. Time stands in a duo, and I stand for you. That you used to say, find a love that you can wait for, or do you feast upon the weak and weary of heart? I can take the pain, but I can't take all the hatred, laziness of mine, and simplest of thoughts. Are you just too old? Or too young?
Thank you. and you'll do right by me. We'll change in the sweats and we'll place our bets on who will fall asleep
before the sun rises. Isn't it nice when worlds collide and separate lives they intertwine? And when the words seamlessly rhyme and when the drums hit right on time. Whatever we want, whatever we need. Oh, if life was that easy. Always holding on to the past when we ought to let go. Only gonna thrive if you say so. Ooh, I'll do right by you. And you'll do right by me. And we'll change in the sweats and we'll place our bets on who will fall asleep before the sun rises.
Well, hello, everyone. That was Moderation by Florence and the Machine.
It's from 2019, yeah. Apparently, which I did not know they were still making music. But
I didn't either.
Very cool. Yeah. Florence and the Machine still just reminds me of the season one finale of Pretty Little Liars.
Hmm.
And the very final scene, they play the song I'm Not Calling You a Liar by Florence and the Machine.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Soundtracking for the show, but especially that particular, like, they really put their all into soundtracking that specific episode.
Huh.
And it's incredible.
Yeah.
And PLL was very formative for me in middle school, unfortunately. So that was a big moment.
I've never seen it.
Of course I think you should. It's extremely problematic.
Yeah.
But I want everybody to watch it. It's the greatest. It's the greatest media ever. What I want my legacy to be is when I'm old and gray and PLL goes out of copyright,
mm-hmm.
I want to just splice out all of the scenes with Ezra in them. Ezra in PLL is like this 24, 25-year-old English teacher who dates one of the characters
who's
a student, and it's disgusting. And the only thing I'll spoil about the show is they do last as a couple, which is terrible, and end up married at the very end.
That's not good.
It's the worst.
That's like really not great.
I know. So I want to just cut out all of his screen time, starting from like a quarter second after he appears on the screen, so that you keep just seeing his face appear and then it flashes. Especially because he gets, like, his scenes with Arya make up a lot of the show, especially in the early seasons, and a lot that's important to the plot happens in those scenes. So
okay.
I would feel comforted not having him in the show, and it would also just be a hilariously incoherent. And, like, the episodes would all be vastly different lengths.
Yeah.
I've told this plan to many people, and they've all pointed out something different about the plan, which one person enlightened me. Like, the episodes would all be vastly different lengths, and some of them would be maybe a full 10 minutes shorter. But it would be great.
It would be great. Because there'd be no creepy dudes in it.
Exactly. Well, that's not true.
Oh, shoot.
There are a few creepy dudes.
Bummer. You're really selling me on watching...
PLL. Creepy dudes, you should watch it.
Yay.
I know. But Ezra is just bothers me because he's never condemned, really.
Mm.
They know it's wrong. They could have, like, done a little moralizing, like, have him leave the show in a terrible way. They had lots of opportunities to have him off the show in a terrible way. And they just never do. It's upsetting.
And yet they didn't.
The latest thing somebody pointed out to me about this plan is, I could make all of this now and have them in the can and then just publish them when I'm old and gray.
Yeah.
Because I was pointing out how much PLL there is.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly long show.
You know, until you're old and gray.
Exactly. And I was like, when I'm old and gray, I'm going to be too sleepy all the time to, like, do all of this. My grandkids are going to have to really come through.
Yeah.
And somebody pointed out, like, I could start just keeping them.
Yeah. You start, like, amassing a little collection.
Exactly. Exactly.
Every so often, just get rid of Ezra.
Exactly. It's just, like, whenever I want to do a rewatch. It's not too hard to just splice stuff out in iMovie.
Okay.
No transition, even. It would just be...
Oh, yeah, no, just full stop.
A terrible viewing experience.
Well, you know, I think that's part of the fun.
Exactly. I've debated putting just a blank black screen on for about a fifth of a second or a fourth of a second.
Ooh.
So there's at least a little, like, he's cut out and then it changes. I don't know if that'd be better if it was, like, he appears and then, like, other action is just immediately happening.
Or, like, the transition scene could be, like, no. It's just title. Yeah, ew. Gross. You can intersperse what they are.
I like this idea a lot. I could also give plot summaries of, like, whatever, but that seems too easy. I don't want my viewers to be comfortable.
No, they should be confused.
They should be confused.
You should just say, narsty. Mm,
exactly.
Moving on.
Exactly. This is a huge tangent from Florence and the Machine.
That's okay.
I made a Reddit account recently, and my first order of business was to subscribe to only the PLL Reddit.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been
only
reading
a lot.
Only
the PLL subreddit?
Yes. I've been reading a lot of people's qualms with the writing on the show. It's, like, it's great. It's really addicting. It's a lot of the same stuff, though.
Yeah.
Because the show ended in 2017, so now it's still is shockingly active Reddit, considering the show ended 4 years ago. But
Yeah. I mean, I feel like fandoms just kind of last.
They do. They do.
They really persist.
Especially because PLL, like, was a teen show, so now it's a lot of people in their 20s.
Oh, yeah.
We're still, you know, hanging on.
Yeah, but they don't have parents to tell them they have bedtime now.
Exactly. They can just rewatch. I think... Hold on. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go for it.
I'm just trying to figure out how many hours of PLL there are.
Oh my gosh, well, how many episodes?
So there are 7 seasons, and I believe each season is full length, like a full number of episodes. So we can... It varies from like 22 to 24.
Okay.
But if we want to be conservative, we can just say 22 per season. So
or
is 7.
It always, okay.
Or split the difference, 7 times 23.
Yeah.
Is 161 episodes.
Okay.
With that, once you take out the commercials, each one is 43 minutes.
Okay.
40 minutes. So we can just say 2/3 of an hour.
Yeah.
Times 2 over 3. 107 hours of PLL.
You know, you could do that over the long weekend.
Could I?
Hold on, how many?
No, I wouldn't be able to sleep, and I still wouldn't finish it. And I'd have to neglect my beautiful girlfriend.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Exactly.
But you could, like, power through that and, like...
Like, winter break, I theoretically could knock it out in, like, one really long fever dream week.
I feel like that's kind of what you're, like, making, to be fair.
That's true. I'm making a long fever dream week.
Yeah.
Maybe I should throw a friend group party that's just a PLL marathon.
There you go.
We have an in-person show after us.
We do?
Right? Last week, it was an in-person show after us.
I am... Well, if you're waiting to come in for your in-person show...
Go for it.
If not, I'll switch over to automation.
I don't know. I totally hijacked your Florence and the Machine combo.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't really have much to say other than this is a cool song that I discovered this week.
Word. It is cool. Yeah. It is good. All right. Well, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Mac.
This is the AFM. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
All right, bye. Have a great weekend.
Everyone have a great weekend. And this is Lady... Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, never mind. I thought it was up on the automation. It was Dog Days Are Over. And I was like, huh.
Oh, that would have been funny. That would have been good.
Here's Lady Madonna by the Beatles.
Right.